Blog Talk Radio.
One of the songs I wanted to play.
Calling me out, and right now I know you.
want to encourage somebody. God have never lost a battle. It doesn't matter what it looked like. I can testify for myself. He never lost a battle. And he never will lose a battle. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll give us a word of prayer. And we'll go on into the lesson. Okay. Are you all hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, we hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you, Pastor.
Evangelist Sharon, are you hearing me? Maybe her phone on mute. Pastor, give us a word of prayer, please.
Okay, Pastor. And thank you for those both of those selections. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We want to give you thanks for all things, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one that is on the broadcast today, Father God. We ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, Father God. As the song says, you never lost a battle. And so all we have to do is trust in you, Father God, and lean and depend on the Word of God, knowing that you will work things out for us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just continue, Lord, to have your way with our pastor, and as he brings the Word to so that we can understand it, Father God, we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our minds to receive that word, Father God, that we may meditate on it day and night. We ask that you would just be with those that are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you would be with them also, bless them, Father God, in a mighty way. Lord, we give you thanks for this is Thankful Thursday, and we just can't thank you enough for all of your many blessings that you are giving unto us. Lord, we plead in the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on our pastor, on all the listeners, and all those that participate. Lord, we give you praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Have thy way, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to just be ministered to our hearts today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Evangelist Sharon. We didn't know if you could hear us or not, Evangelist Sharon.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful heartfelt prayer, yeah.
Praise God. God bless.
Well, First Thessalonians 5:16-19 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And quench not the spirit, and despise not prophecy. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. As Pastor said, it's Thankful Thursday. We all have so much to be thankful for, and I know some of us are thankful every day. And then, you know, I know a lot of people just say stuff, but from the bottom of my heart, we should be more thankful for the scriptures that God has revealed to us. To me, those are the spiritual things that we should really be thankful for. And that goes back to what the subject is, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So, with that being said, we're going to open up with Thankful Thursday. And anyone who would like to have anything to a scripture, especially that they'd like to be thankful for, we're going to ask you to come forth at this time.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Thank you for that selection and for that beautiful prayer. They just so went together. I couldn't restrain myself. Saying thank you. Amen. But in 1 Corinthians 2, of course, this is my favorite. Corinthians is my favorite because it's about spirituality, and it just piques my soul, just gives me a burst of energy to know how God has left things for us so paved and mapped out. 12 through 16. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And that is just so profound and brings tears to my eyes when I read this, because it's just the truth given to us in black and white. And why should we not accept it? We have the mind of Christ. So that means we have the mind of Christ, we have the heart of Christ, and we should move like Christ. And it's just overwhelming when Pastor said the other day that the scripture that I read, he was going to read, that's just the oneness of being devoted to Christ. And it's so beautiful. And I just also want to say, like, with Pastor being in Dubai, I haven't really gotten a chance to speak with him, but I know it was an experience. I've been Muslim. I was Muslim before I became knowledgeable of the truth that was revealed to me about Christ and Jesus Christ. And I was so emphatically impressed with the Muslims because of all around the world, everybody would be doing the same thing. Like Pastor said, stop praying at a certain time. But those also can be rituals. You know, that's just something that you keep on schedule. But with this Holy Spirit, it's something that can't be pinpointed with a clock or a speedometer. It can't be measured. It's only measured, you know, when it happens. And everybody knows it's happening. And everybody who believes understands what's going on. There's no speedometer. There's no clock to tell us when to pray. There's no song called. You know, there's no remembrance in our brains of we're supposed to do this at a certain time. It just happens. And so that's how we know it's the Holy Ghost. And that's what makes it so unique and special and makes us one. And I just had to say that. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to piggyback on what you were saying, Evangelist Sharon, because I love that we can go to the Lord and pray anytime. We don't have to just have a certain time that we stop what we're doing. We could just stop what we're doing anytime, day or night, and just talk to the Lord. And that's just so beautiful. And it's all about, you know, being spiritual. The closer you get to the Lord, the closer you want to do those things that are pleasing in His eyesight. Amen.
Yes, amen.
In our own eyesight, but you know, in His eyesight, now we want to please Him. Praise God. I like to share, go back to Romans, the 8th chapter. I'll be reading verses 1 through 8. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I'm going to go ahead and do verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen, amen.
Amen.
For his word, you know, for this scripture and how it ties in with the scripture Evangelist Sharon read. And it's all about being spiritual. So I'm so thankful that the scripture is teaching us that, yes, we can be spiritual. We just have to allow the Holy Spirit to direct us, and he will direct us. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. Anyone else? Have anything they want to share on this Thankful Thursday? Thankful Thursday. Anyone else? Because y'all know I'll show pick it up from where we was at yesterday. So
that's all right. Amen.
Amen.
First, give an honor to God.
Amen.
Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, Evangelist Sharon, to all the listeners. Just want to take the time out, tell the Lord thank you.
Yeah.
He is so good. He didn't have to bless me to see another day, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awesome God, and I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. I thank him for the spiritual growth that I have received, that I am growing in Christ Jesus' name. I just thank him. Thank him, thank him.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
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 Continue
to grow.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad Evangelist Renee said that, because, you know, out of the 537 times the word Christ mentioned in the New Testament, it only mentioned in the New Testament, not in the Old, simply meaning that the word Christ means spirit. It means anointed. So we're being guided and directed by the anointing, by the Spirit of Christ.
Wow. Hallelujah.
So beautiful when you understand that. That goes back to what the subject is. The subject matter is comparing spiritual things with spiritual, because we are spiritual. We're having human experiences, but we're comparing the spiritual things. And that's why yesterday it was important that everybody be undergirded with this understanding that you're comparing the right things with the right things. You can't compare apples and oranges. You have to compare apples with apples, oranges with oranges, grapes with grapes. See, you can't compare because that's cross-contamination. So that's what it would be if you would be trying to compare a car with a motorcycle. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I know they both have motors, they both ride, they both take you away. I get all of that. But in terms of comparison, you want to compare a car with a car, a motorcycle with another motorcycle. And so it is as being spiritual. Don't allow people to compare your spirituality with their fleshlyality, if that makes sense. Because they're going to forever bring you into that fleshly role. You have to stay away from that. Why do we have in the mind of Christ? Let me see. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, we're going to go back to our subject from yesterday. It was verse 13 that says comparing spiritual things with spirits. And we put a lot of emphasis on the word comparing because everybody don't really get that. I know they say they do, but it's easy to slip out and start trying to compare. Well, like I told you all on yesterday, because I was preaching or sharing some things, they related me to their church and to their pastor. Oh, yeah, that's what we preach. Oh, I was preaching truth. Have nothing to do with your church. That's the word of God. That's scripture. Have nothing to do with anything other than scripture. So that's why it's so important that you understand that you can't allow people to try to cross over. It's just like Evangelist Sharon, she made mention over there in Dubai, there's a Muslim country. Most of the people over there, now you're going to either be one or two. You're going to either be a Christian or you're going to be a Muslim. That's the way that works. Now, they probably have some other little Hindus and all that kind, but they shut them down quick. They respect Christians and respect Muslims. But when it comes to spirituality, you can't even compare the two. They might, but, you got to be, I'm spiritual. Well, okay, we're spiritual. No, you're not, because you can't compare spiritual things with spiritual.
All right.
You have to. And so we're going to go back to our foundational scripture for the week. If no one else, let me go and see. Okay, if no one else, we're going to go back to our first our foundational scripture that is found over in 1 Corinthians 2, and we said 13, but I do want to go back to, I think I said Sid, I'm going to go back to, and that was nice of you, Pastor, to bring out Romans 8. I know we touched on it a little bit yesterday, and we will get into it maybe before this lesson is over with. Because we have to compare flesh with flesh and spirit with spirit. And if you won't walk after the then that's what you're going to receive because that's what you're sowing. I know yesterday we talked about doing a comparison with the flesh mind and with the spiritual mind in Romans 8:5 and also in Romans 8:6. I believe we even went down to Romans 8:7. But either way, let us read the foundational scripture. It's verse 13, but I want to go back and catch verses 10 through 14. That's what we want to do. We want to go from 10 to 14. Evangelist Sharon, will you begin to read that? That's 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 14.
Yes, in the King James it reads as follows, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." You said read through what, Pastor?
14.
Okay. "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the Spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our Spirit in open communion. Amen.
Amen. So let us, when we're doing comparison here, let's make sure that we're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say that until we all understand. You can't just, when I talk about the church, I'm not talking about no building.
Amen.
I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that you are the temple? You're the temple. That's the church I'm talking about.
Amen.
So you may be talking about practice. You may be talking about where you congregate. When I talk about the church, I'm not talking about buildings. I'm talking spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
I understand the word church is similar. It has some similarity to a worldly church and a spiritual church. But you need to understand that when you're doing a comparison here, you don't compare the body of Christ with your local church. People have ever doing, oh, this is what we do at our church, and this is what we do, and whoa, we ain't even talking about your church. We're talking about Christ's church.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
I wish you could see when people compare, how they compare the body of Christ with their local church. Everybody, and I'm telling you, people, that people live this life because they've been taught from a childhood up to compare everything. I guess we'll get into a little bit of it today. But if not, we'll pick it up tomorrow. But for sure, we've lived, I mean, when you go buy insurance, they want you to compare it. When you buy a car, mm-hmm. you're comparing it. You compare it.
Yeah.
When you go out and buy an outfit, you're comparing it with this outfit and that outfit. So,
mm-hmm.
But you have to keep things in the right perspective. You don't go out there and buy, you're looking for a house, and you're going to compare it to a trailer. That's wrong.
Amen.
It's going to error, because a lot of stuff a trailer don't have that a home has. You're going to buy health insurance, don't compare health insurance with dental insurance. Two different. I know they both are insurance, but it's different. You have to compare dental insurance with dental insurance.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I know some. But what is this man talking about? People, that's a fine line that I'm trying to tell you. When you're comparing spiritual things, you must compare it with spiritual things. And if you don't know what spiritual things are, then you need to get in the Word of God. See? And learn what's spiritual. So that's what we were talking about yesterday. When people, they mind the things of the flesh, that's over there in Romans 8:5. that's flesh. Mm-hmm. But we mind the things of the spirit because it's spirit. See, you compare a carnal mind is not like a spiritual mind because a spiritual mind have the mind of Christ. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And remember Romans 8:6. They are spiritually dead, but we are spiritual alive. Can you see the contrast? See the comparison there? Big difference.
Amen.
See, when you're not spiritual, I know somebody's going to question this, so let me go ahead on and have them read Romans 8:7. When you're not spiritual, you don't even have to answer to God. You don't even have to pray to God. That's why I was telling you about those some Muslims I met. They don't pray to God. They just pray to a God. But they don't pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They pray to a God. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. All
therefore,
right,
it's religion because that's their custom. So they're praying based on their custom, but they can't see that. They don't see that. They're thinking that they're praying to God, and they will tell you that they're praying to God. But they're praying to their tradition, to their custom, because that's what they do. That's what at 12 o'clock, that's what they have to do. That's what they're required to do. They'll take the shoes off on their little man, wherever they are.
All right.
And they honor that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? I'm telling you, people, it's a big difference. It's a fine line. Read Romans 8:7. You'll see they're not even subject to God.
Mm-hmm.
You have that evangelist sharing.
Okay, can you give it to me again, Pastor? Sorry.
Yeah, that's Romans 8:7.
Okay. Romans 8:7 reads as follows in the King James. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. Amen.
Yeah. See, that's my point. They think, oh, I got to quit this because I need to do this. They ain't really talking about God. They're not talking about God. They're concerned about their religion, their ritual. They got to do that. And they do it, God. They use God. But they're not really thinking about God. It's what they got to do, their religion, their tradition, their custom. Wait a minute, where did God come in at? So, really careful, and you understand that, hey, in the seventh verse, and yes, we're going over a little bit, you also bear with us, that seventh verse, that they are not subject to the laws of God. See, you can pray, they're not subject to the laws of God. You know what? They're carnal. They're carnal mind. You have to see the difference. To be able to compare, I just, oh, well, yeah, they're praying. Well, okay, yeah, I see they're praying, but really, are they spiritual? Or they're doing religion? They're doing this. What are they under the control of? What's controlling them? Help me, Holy Ghost. What's controlling them?
Yeah.
Their mindset. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, sisters. Because you go back to the first verse, man, the mind is important, people.
Yeah.
Your mind dictates stuff to you. If you don't put your mind in subjection to the Holy Ghost, you're going to be in trouble. Because your mind can be like a runaway train. You got to tell your mind to calm down, settle down.
Sometimes
you got to tell your mind, get up when you come. You have to do that.
Amen. Yes.
But you see, that's why we're not condemned. See, you're not condemned if you're in Christ.
Amen, amen.
Because you don't walk after the flesh, because you walk after the spirit. Big difference.
Hallelujah.
When you're walking after the flesh, your mind is in control. But when you're walking under the spirit of God, you're subject to the things of God. You're subject to the laws of God. Don't allow the enemy. See, your mind can control you and dictate to you. You need to learn to shut your mind down.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Say that. Say that.
Your mind, and you thinking that's you, and that's not you. That's your mind going like a runaway train, doing what it pleases and what it capable and what it will and what your mind.
That's how it goes.
That's why it's so important you do a Philippians 2:5. You need to have the mind of Christ. See, why? So you can judge things based on the spirit. People, don't get caught up with these people who think that they're spiritual, but they're acting carnally. You can see it. Because, see, if they're carnally minded, that means they're deaf. That's deaf that they do. But if you're spiritual minded, you're going to have your eternal life, and you're going to have peace.
Hallelujah.
I was doing a research today, and I'll share this with you guys. A lot of people think this is going to happen in the afterlife. They don't know this is now. I read a commentary. I'm not going to tell you which one. A very famous commentary. The way he explained it is that this is some knowledge that's going to happen hereafter. They don't know they can have the mind of Christ. See, they had read all the way down. They had to figure out, well, hey, man, this is now. We can have this now. But they ain't figured that out. They haven't figured that out. But if you just read and hear what the Holy Ghost says, the Holy Ghost says it's yours now.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
A lot of people think
you.
It's going to be later and not now. I read I read that in the commentary, and it kind of blow my mind for a minute to say, wow, they don't see this. They don't see that this is right now. That you can have this right now, if so be the Spirit of God dwells in you. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So that's to my point. See, people who want to be Muslim, they don't have the Spirit of Christ because they haven't received the Spirit of Christ. People who want to be religious, they don't have the Spirit of Christ because they don't want to receive the things of Christ. Because they're carnal mind.
Amen, amen.
See, when you allow the Spirit of Christ to dwell in your mortal body, then you are dead to the things of the flesh. That's why you can be led by the Spirit of God, and they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Then you'll have the right to compare spiritual things with spiritual things.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's how that works. And that may not be in everybody's box, but I'm telling you, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, it's men that's led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that way you can compare. You know, the Bible says the things which we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but we teach and speak what the things of the Holy Ghost teaches. That's spiritual because the Holy Ghost is spiritual.
Sometimes
you get your mind down because your mind be racing and doing other things, and it's a miss the things of God. It's easy to do that. Some of y'all thinking, well, what is this man talking about? See, I know the enemy. I know what he does. You can't please when you're busy in the flesh, when you're multitasking, when you're trying to tell your mind and your body and your soul. Evangelist come to me yesterday and made a lot of sense. You're on the road, sometimes you have to just shut it all down, pull it to the side, hear what the Spirit is saying.
That's right.
Okay, I understand how important it is to tell you, brother and sister, to be finally minded in death. To be spiritual. Life and peace. You want to stay spiritual.
Yeah.
The way you
yeah.
spiritual. Hey, I had one more scripture I wanted to share. I know yesterday I was telling y'all about Elijah and how that scripture, but it's over there in 1 Kings 18. I want to go there because I was telling y'all about comparison, and people always, through the Bible, they always compare things. So when Elijah, well, I'll let y'all read it. Go to King 18.
Say that again, Pastor. First what?
First Kings, King chapter. I was going to go to the 18th verse, but I think we can go to the 20th verse. Now let's go to the 19th verse, and let's read down through the, where was that, the 20? That thing got good to me. So read to the 25th verse. Well, the 24th is
okay.
Fine. I'm sorry. Read First King, and read from the, the 19th verse through the...
First King 19 to the 21st?
24.
Okay. Nevertheless, thou shalt have built the house, but they the son shall.
You have that event to share? You have that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I have that.
Okay.
Okay. 19-24 from the King James. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put on fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll pick it up tomorrow and maybe start reading it from tomorrow. But I just want you all to see the comparison here. They were trying to compare their God with Elijah God. And like, y'all have a problem with it. See, so when you're spiritual, and I'm going to tell you all right now, the things you learn, you can compare with anybody because they're spiritual things. Messages about the church, for instance, you can compare that with anybody. Anybody. I don't care who they are. Anybody's God. You can compare it with. And, but anyway, we'll get into it tomorrow because you got to know, you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual. And a lot of times people tell you about their God, but they're not serving a true and living God. They're serving the God of this world. That's what they're serving.
Have mercy.
When you compare the things your God give and the things that you, you know, God things, then you get away from that carnal way of thinking. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank all of you all for Thankful Thursday. I was going to wait, but I did. I was able to slip a little bit of it in. And we'll try to pick it up there in First King, okay? So meanwhile, y'all stay.